One Man Family, now brought to you transcribed every weekday night at this time by Cabsen, the new improved antihistaminic tablet for the symptoms of colds and hay fever, and other fine, dependable products of Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Overheard between Rexford Frome and his sister in the library at Frome.
Go on, Chris. Why don't you phone Paul Barber in my presence and arrange your next rendezvous?
Rex, I'm not going to quarrel with you about Paul Barber.
Can you imagine what it's like to wake up in a Swiss sanitarium and find your own sister at such a day? So you can run off to the barber's?
Rex, help yourself. You're hurting my arm.
So that's how it is with the barbers today. Why let the misery of hay fever or a summer cold spoil some of your enjoyment this summer? For just a dime, you can try a remarkable new product designed to help you feel better when you're suffering from these common ailments. I mean Cabsen, spelled T-A-B-C-I-N. Cabsen is the improved antihistaminic tablet that can do more in relieving your misery. It is not just an antihistamine. Cabsen offers fast relief from the sniffles and sneezes, the watering and itching of the eyes and nose. But it does more. Cabsen also acts quickly to relieve the headache that so often accompanies summer colds and hay fever. Now, I said for just a dime you can try Cabsen, and here's all you do. Send 10 cents with your name and address to Miles Laboratories, Box 30, Elkhart, Indiana. For that dime, we'll send you a regular 45-cent trial package of Cabsen from our regular stock. This offer is for a limited time only, so don't delay. Send for your regular 45-cent trial package of Cabsen. That's T-A-B-C-I-N, right now. Remember, that's 10 cents, your name and address, to Miles Laboratories, Box 30, Elkhart, Indiana. Chapter 15, Book 76, The Book of Rexford Frome. 9:30 now on a balmy July evening, and at the Barber family home in Seacliff, San Francisco, Cliff is alone on the dark terrace, stretched out on the chaise, studying the star-sprinkled sky. Paul comes out of the house and joins him.
Who's out here? Oh, is that you, Cliff?
Oh, Paul, I thought you'd gone to bed. Did you see any lights on up there in the third floor?
No, I didn't feel like reading tonight.
Hey, have you been sitting up there in the dark?
Oh, I'm watching the sky out the window. Quite an sight, isn't it?
Yeah, a couple of million brand-new stars in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Where am I, man? Walk over to Asia. I'll be back pretty soon. Hey, I haven't seen a sign of life over Frome's all evening. No lights in nothing. Have you heard from Christine at all today?
No, I haven't.
Maybe she took Brother Rex out to dinner. What time is it, anyway?
Oh, 9:30. Quarter to 10, maybe.
You know, Paul, you lie here on this chair and you look up at his gun like that and think about space and non-stimulating, light years, eternity. If I did much of that kind of dream, I'd be as glory as Rex Frome. Christine is the nicest girl in the world, but I'd give you a Brother Rex all wrapped up in a straitjacket.
Oh, it isn't as bad as that.
Well, if you're right, is it? Relax. Lights just went on here for me.
Oh, yeah. At home.
Hey, where are you going? Lean back and enjoy
it. Oh, I'd better get upstairs, Cliff. Prince might call me on my phone up in the studio.
What's the rush? You have to cut me in bed, doesn't he, before you get into garden? Boy, he is the last guy in the world I'd want to be alone with.
Oh, that was so pleasant. You enjoyed the drive, Rex?
Yes. So come on in here, and I'll light these candles.
Oh? Candlelight again?
Yes. Listen up, cigarette?
No, thanks.
You didn't say anything like me, Mr. Clifford, did you? I don't. Paul Barber paid me a very pretty compliment one night. But candlelight? There's a $4 word, too.
Oh, look, here's the window. Isn't that a sparkling, lovely sky? Did you know there were all those stars tonight?
You're changing the subject.
Hmm?
I was about to remind you of Paul Barber's $4 compliment from the candlelight.
Oh, what was it?
You forgotten?
It couldn't have been very important, sir.
You said the candlelight gave your skin a lovely patina, Christian.
Oh, did he?
Yes, with your mind. I remember perhaps the first such words come glibly to the tongue only when you've been brought up on them.
Maybe so, Rex. It has a nice sound, though. Just what does it mean?
A glowing texture, I imagine, the sense of the feel of it. What is it that I was playing for me?
Oh, no, not tonight, please. I practiced almost 6 hours today.
Then come and sit here beside me. You'll see why I like the moon this way. You see? Watch the reflection on the bookshelf.
Hmm, that is pretty.
Oh, we're the children, Prince. I used to sneak over from the servant quarters and sitting on pigtails right outside the window there, waiting for a moment ago. Young Middleton would be waiting here before the fire. I see the flickering light on the books. And I see this room is one of these books that house the ground. Why, my father's went to the gun. It's just me, a skinny, unpopular kid standing out there, yearning to be master of this house.
And you are, sir?
Yes, thanks to luck and oil royalty. Here we are. Those days, I see father, a poor, craven, whispering peasant of a father, kicking his cap to Judge Middleton and Henry's father. Good morning, Chef Father. Good morning, Chef Judge. Never can you find me a great bell. Why should he tip his cap? Why should my...
Rest. But you've got everything you wanted.
Yes, I've got it. I find myself sitting in this great place room, wishing father still couldn't come to me on this place. Perhaps he does.
I am tired. Aren't you?
Tired?
Well, let's go to our room.
Go where? Chris. Why do you lock your door at night?
But I've always locked it, right?
Oh, yes. I thought I heard your voice in the night, right away, Christine. Tell me something, sir.
Oh, goodness. Could it have been in my sleep?
Could it?
What do you mean?
You have a telephone in your room.
Well?
There's a telephone right here, my dear. You intended to phone Barbara when you did this.
Rex, I'm not going to quarrel with you about Paul Barber. Paul and I will never marry. I even told him that in my letters before I ever thought of coming back here.
Oh?
You must believe me. If you won't believe me, what more can I say?
Christine.
Please, you're hurting my arm.
Oh, sorry.
What are you going to say?
Can you imagine what it's like to wake up in the morning and sleep in this room and find that your own sister has put you there and is gone? So that you can slip away to America and see Cliff and a barber?
Rex, you're torturing yourself with a fantasy. You asked me to find you a rest home. You asked me to. And I didn't hurry to America to see Paul Barber. You came here first. I followed only because I was afraid you were ill. Please, Rex, don't twist the facts into these fantasies.
That's right. Yes, that's what it was.
You must believe me. I am not going to marry Paul. I want to go back to Europe as soon as you're ready. I want to live here.
Oh? Then, when shall we go? Now?
You mean tonight?
Yes. I mean now.
But Rex...
Huh? You don't want to.
Well, surely you can see we can't go right now.
I see. I might have believed you to be gone now. I might have believed you, Chris.
You're unfair, Rex. Good night.
I just want you, Chris.
Yes?
You're angry with me.
No.
You mustn't be. I couldn't bear to have you really angry.
I'm not.
We two are alone, Chris. We have no connection with anyone else alive in the world now. Nothing. Lonely, Chris.
You're hurting my wrist.
I'm sorry, sorry. Would you answer the question before you go?
What is it?
I live in front of you.
No.
I didn't want to.
You haven't.
You see sometimes, Chris, when I look around these million objects, it becomes strangely unfamiliar. I can't express the way it is. That chair, for instance. It's familiar now. Yet it isn't. My room upstairs is mine. Yet it's not. Why should I be?
You're tired, Rex. And being here in secret doesn't help. All your boyhood bitterness is with you here. We'll erase secrets.
Yes, erase all of you. But always liked you here. You turn your back on for me.
Yes.
Why?
But as you say, we two are alone. And I owe you a great deal, Rex.
You mustn't feel obligated for that. Your talent is your own.
I'm very tired.
But I haven't answered the question.
Oh, I thought you had.
No.
I believe you, Christine. I believe when you say you love me too. But forgiveness, brotherly, joy, misery. May I ask? Do you love me? Do you love me, Christine?
Rex, put out the candle, please. I'm dreadfully tired. Going to my room.
I'm sorry I'm leaving you, Henry.
Good night, Rex. Whatever you want to do, I'll do. From now on. Good night.
Good night, Christine. Yes. I'll phone it. You love her, Christine. You love poor Bart. Never again. Never. Hello? Barbara? Yes. You know my voice. I've had a very pleasant talk this evening with Christine. About our future, yours, mine, Christine. I was wondering... You're not in bed, are you? Oh, good. I was wondering if we couldn't meet somewhere. I'm anxious to have a chat with you, Barbara. Oh, anywhere, so we can be alone. The beach, say? No? What's the matter, Barbara? Afraid? Goodbye.
In a moment with further developments. Friends, remember, for just 10 cents, you can find out how Tabson can help you if you suffer from hay fever or summer cold. Tabson is new. Tabson is different. Tabson can do more than just an antihistamine. True, it does provide a dependable, effective antihistamine for relief of the sniffles, the sneezes, the watering and itching of the eyes and nose, but it does more. Tabson also offers quick relief from the headache that so often accompanies summer colds and hay fever. And friends, you can try this wonderful product for just 10 cents. Yes, we're offering you a regular 45-cent trial package of Tabson from our regular stock for just 10 cents. All you do is send your dime with your name and address to Miles Laboratories, Box 30, Elkhart, Indiana. But don't put it off. Send today. That's 10 cents, your name and address, to Miles Laboratories, Box 30, Elkhart, Indiana, for a regular 45-cent trial package of Tabson. That's T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabson.
Disturbing. Why would he want to be alone at this hour? Could there be Well, I found it in the body today. Good night. This is the season for picnics, for vacations in the North Woods, for other outdoor fun. It's the season, too, for mosquitoes, tiggers, and other troublesome insects, and for poison ivy. But you can get fast relief from itching and irritation of insect bites and poison ivy with Bactine, spelled B-A-C-T-I-N-E. Bactine is a remarkable new antiseptic and bactericide made by Miles Laboratories. Bactine is different from anything you've ever tried. So do try it. Ask for Bactine, B-A-C-T-I-N-E. 30 and 70 cents a bottle at your drugstore. One Man's Family is brought to you transcribed every weekday night at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Tabson. Monday, Chapter 16, Book 76. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.
One Man's Family comes to you from California. Stay tuned for Morgan Beatty and the latest in the showdown battle in Korea. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.